الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله. Tonight is the 23rd of November in the year 2021. Alhamdulillah, we moved on to the 36th week, the 246th night. Now we're going through the exalted and dear life of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abu Talib, radiyallahu. And the last two sessions, I've mentioned some of the signs of the Khawarij, which have been mentioned by our beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we've got to number 20. So there's a few more. Number 21. In Sahih Bukhari, number 2539, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu said, "Yantaliquna ila ayatin nazalat fil kuffari fayaj'aluha 'alal mu'minin." They will take the verses revealed about the unbelievers and then apply them to the believers. They will take the verses revealed about the unbelievers and then apply them to the believers. So certain verses of the Quran are not talking about the believers, but they will take the verses of the unbelievers, they'll apply it to the believers. And this is a serious error. But it is important to point out here that certain holy verses do apply to both, but certainly not others, which the respected scholars are well versed with. So most of the verses which talk about the unbelievers do not apply to the believers, but some do, and the scholars point that out. So they will start quoting, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in Surah Maida about the Jews and the Christians. He goes, "Those who follow other than what Allah ta'ala has revealed, they are amongst the fasiqun." So they will apply that to the Muslims. Because if you don't apply the Quran, but then you go, "But that verse was revealed about the Jews. Why are you applying it to the Muslims?" We understood. So this is the sort of errors they make, and this is quite a common trait of theirs, a'udhu billah. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in Sahih Bukhari number 6531, Sahih Muslim number 1066, "Yamraquna min ad-din kama yamruqu as-sahmu min ar-ramiyah." They shall unknowingly to them pass through the religion just as an arrow passes through a hunted game. They shall unknowingly to them pass through the religion just as an arrow passes through a hunted game. So when they would in the old days go out to catch food, they would use archers. And if the archer was strong, the spear or the arrowhead would go straight through the animal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this is like the Khawarij. They shall pass through the religion just as an arrow passes through a hunted game. But there's a word here the Prophet used. Yamraquna. Sheikh Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, he said, "Muruq is to unknowingly exit something." Meaning, you don't know you've done it. So what word did the Prophet use? Yamraquna min ad-deen. They shall unknowingly to them, they don't even know they've done it, they unknowingly pass through the religion just as an arrow passes through a hunted game. So what's happened? Their ignorance. They don't even realize that they've almost left the deen by taking the stances they are taking unknowingly. And that quote from Sheikh Anwar Shah Kashmiri is recorded by Sheikh Shabir Ahmed Uthmani in Fath al-Mulhim 5-168. Yusuf ibn Musa, he said, rahmatullah alayh, Imam Ahmed rahmatullah alayh was asked if the Khawarij were unbelievers. He responded, "They have passed through the religion." He was again asked, "Are they unbelievers?" He again replied, "They have passed through the religion." They use the same words as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning that's what the Prophet said. They have unknowingly passed through the religion. But does that mean that they are unbelievers? So you could look at that and think, yes, that means they're unbelievers, because the Prophet said they unknowingly passed through the religion. But does it mean that? You understand? That's your interpretation. So Imam Ahmad refused to comment upon the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes, I will say just what the Prophet said. They have passed unknowingly through the religion. And he would not say they are unbelievers. He just say what the Prophet said sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah, he went further. In Majmu Fatawa 28-518, the Ummah is unanimous in its condemnation of the Kharijites and declaring them misguided. Their only difference was regarding whether they are charged with unbelief or not. So this is the first thing he said. All of the ulama, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they condemn the Khawarij. Nobody says a good word about them. They all agree that they are misguided. Nobody says they are guided. The only difference of opinion is whether they have left Islam. That's what Ibn Taymiyyah said. They've differed here. Then he said, there are two well-known opinions in the school of Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad concerning this. There is also dispute about their unbelief in the legal school of Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh. For this reason, there are two opinions regarding them. One, they are unbelievers, like apostates, and that repentance is to be sought from whomever amongst them is apprehended. Thus, if he repents, well and good, otherwise he is to be killed. And two, that they are rebels, i.e. to be dealt with appropriately by the Islamic State. So simply put, Hafiz ibn Taymiyyah said there's two views. Some ulama amongst the Malikis and Hanbalis and the Shafi State, they've actually left Islam. So what practical application does that now have on the Muslims? If they are apprehended, they're not Muslims. So they have to do tawbah and re-enter Islam. Have you understood? Because they're not Muslims. But if they don't repent from that, then they are to be killed. Because that's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If a person leaves his deen, he is to be, you know, changes his religion for another, he is executed. But the second opinion is that they are rebels. They're Muslims, they are rebels. And then of course, that doesn't apply. They are imprisoned, they are disciplined, etc., etc. The 22nd sign from our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Sahih Muslim number 1066, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ajru al-azimu liman qatalahum. An immense reward will be for those who fight against them. So anybody who engages them in battle, they will be given an ajru al-azim. An immense reward. Such as Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, Sayyidina Zubair, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair, and the list goes on. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. So they all promised ajrul azim, meaning something immense is guaranteed. 23. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayru qatla man qatalu. The best person killed is the one killed by them. The best person killed, khayru qatla man qatalu, is the one killed by them. This is in Tirmidhi, number 3000, Ibn Majah and Ahmad. Shaykh Albani, rahmatullah alayhi, states Sahih. In Sahih al-Jami, number 3347. So if you engage them in battle, you are promised an immense reward, whether you are martyred or not. But if you engage them in battle, and you are martyred, you know, computer failure, because you now have been graded as the best person, the best death by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So who falls into the category? Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Khabab, etc. Radiyallahu ta'ala. If that wasn't enough, Hafiz Muhammad ibn al-Husayn al-Ajuri in his Ash-Sharia number 41 with a Sahih chain of transmission, Abdul Razak in his Al-Musannaf 10-155, Ibn Abi Shaybah in his Al-Musannaf number 37,911 or 7-557 relates similar. Qa'ab al-Ahbar, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, لِلشَّهِيدِ نُورًا. The martyr will have two lights. وَلِمَنْ قَتَلَهُ الْخَوَارِجُ أَشَرَةُ أَنْوَارٍ لَا. And the one killed by the Khawarij will have 10 lights. وَلِجَهَنَّمَ سَبْعَةُ أَبْوَابٍ. The hell has 7 gates. بَابًا مِنْهَا لِلْحَرُورِيَّةِ. And one gate, another report mentions 3, is for the Khawarij, the Haruriyah. وَلَقَدْ خَرَجُوا عَلَىٰ دَاوُودَ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ فِي زَمَانِهِ. They indeed even rebelled against Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophet of Allah of his time. So let's look at this. So Qa'ab al-Ahbar, he was a rabbi who embraced Islam in Umar's Khalifat radiallahu. He said the martyr will have 2 lights. The one killed by the Khawarij have 5 times more. So if you take it literally, you are 5 times better than a normal martyr. You are honored 5 times more than a martyr. Then he said, hellfire has 7 gates, which the Quran mentions in Surah Hijr. But then he says, 1 or 3 gates is reserved for the Khawarij. Think about that. So either 1/7 or 3/7 gates are just reserved for those shaitans. Then he said, they even rebelled against Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning they have a history. They didn't just come around in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. This was an ancient thing, where shaitan tricked the followers into falling into. With regards to the reserve gate of hell for the wretches, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu confirmed that our beloved Messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there are 7 gates of hell. One of those gates is reserved for those who raise the sword against my ummah. Or he said, against the ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is in Tirmidhi, number 3134, Gharib, Ahmad in his Musnad, number 5693, Mishkat and Uddis. So it's confirmed. The Prophet himself said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one of the gates of hell is reserved for those who draw the sword against my ummah. Who's he talking about? So obviously, he's referring to the Khawarij, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Note also, like I mentioned, the Khawarij menace has been around from time immemorial, even rebelling against the mighty Prophet and Messenger, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserves. Now why is that important to highlight? If they don't even spare prophets, what hope have you got? Think about that. Somebody goes to you, no, they'll have respect for this great scholar. No, they won't. They'll have a respect for an awliya. No, they won't. Because how do you know? Because they gave grief to prophets. So if they've got grief, giving grief to prophets and sahaba, no point coming out where they'll, you know, they'll take you. Your blood is lawful. 24th sign. Our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, شَرُّ قَتْلَ تَحْدَ عَدِيمِ السَّمَا. They are the worst of those slain under the heavens. This is in Tirmidhi, number 3000, Ibn Majah, Ahmad and others. Shaykh Al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states, Sahih, in Sahih Al-Jami, number 3347. So who are the worst killed? The Khawarij. Think of all the ways that you can die, you know, in a bad way. Who are the worst of those killed? The Khawarij. Only too well do they deserve the description from our beloved Messenger, which I've mentioned many times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innahum kilabun nar. Innahum kilabun nar. They would be made the dogs of hell. This is in Tirmidhi, number 3000, Ibn Majah, Ahmad al-Udhis, Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states, Sahih, in Sahih al-Jami, number 3347. So they will be transformed into the barking dogs of the hellfire. And like I mentioned, there's another report which mentioned there was a person who was transformed into that. He had the form of a shaggy black dog whose eyes were moist with tears. And he said to his sister in the dream, after you, we were turned into dogs of the inhabitants of the fire. This is in Ibn Abi Shayba in his Al-Musannaf, number 37,895 or 7-555. So it's literal transformation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us from their fitna by His great kindness and mercy. Ameen. So now, after mentioning the Khawarij, so thus far, we've now discussed at length the Rawafid and the Khawarij. So now you know more about these two deviations. Let us now go back to the Hadith, which I said you'll understand after you understand these two sects. Sayyidina Ali himself, he relates, radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah once informed me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيكَ مَثَلًا مِنْ عِيسَى. O Ali, in you is the resemblance of Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. أَبْغَدَتْهُ الْيَهُودُ حَتَّى بَحَتُ أُمَّةِ. Do you not see that the Jews had so much enmity with him? They even cast a vile slander on his noble and pure mother. وَأَحَبَّتْهُ النَّصَارَى حَتَّى أَنْزَلُوهُ بِالْمَنْزَلَةِ الَّتِي لَيْسَ بِهِ. And similarly, the Christians loved him so much till they gave him a rank which he was not deserving of. So stop in the court. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told Ali that you resemble Christ. Then he explained why, alayhi salatu wasalam. He said because two types of people were destroyed because of Christ. The first were the Jews. He actually said Yahud. Why? They had so much hatred for him that they even slandered his mother. So what did they say about Maryam radiallahu? They say that she is illegitimate. And the Quran says this is a mighty slander. It's kufr, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran. So Ali's like that. So who was the Prophet referring to? Who hated him so much? Slandered his mother. Khawarij. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similarly, the Christians loved him so much, they gave him a rank which he was not deserving of. God, Son of God, part of the Trinity. Who did that to Ali? The Wafid. Then Ali himself said, he clarified upon this hadith, يَحْلِقُ فِيَّ رَجُلًا. Therefore, two types of people would be destroyed because of me. Muhibbu mufritan yufarrizuni bima laysa fi. Namely, one who loves me so much that he will attribute to me what is simply not in me. Wa mubghidan yahmiluhu shanani ala an yabhatani. And the one who will hate me so much that he will be impelled by hatred to slander me. Verily, I am not a prophet, and I do not deceive revelation. Rather, I act in accordance with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as I can. Whatever I command you to do of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is your duty to obey me whether you like it or not. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, two people sadly will be destroyed because of me. Those who raise me to a rank that I don't deserve, and those who slandered me. And then he said, finally, I'm not a prophet. I don't receive revelation. Meaning he knew that these shaitans were there. He goes, I act according to the Quran and Sunnah as much as I am capable of. Obey me as long as I obey my Lord. So this is the report. So where is it recorded? In Bukhari, in his Tariq, volume 3, page 28. Ahmad in his Musnad, number 1376, 1377. It is da'if. Due to Al-Hakam ibn Abdul Malik Al-Qurashi in his chain, and Rabia ibn Najid is also unknown. Ahmad in his Fada'il al-Sahaba, number 1087, number 1221-2. Abu Ya'la in his Musnad, number 534. Hakim in his Mustadrak, number 4622 or 3-123 states, Sahih. Imam Zahabi disagreed. Bazar in his Musnad, Bayhaqi in his Sunan al-Kubra, number 8488 or 5-137. Al-Haythami in Majma al-Zawa'id 9-133 commented upon the chain of narrators. Mishkat, volume 4, number 707 W, in the chapter on Hazrat Ali and others. Sheikh Ahmad Shakir in his checking of the Musnad, he stated Hassan. So is this an authentic report? So Imam Ahmad's chain contains two narrators. One of them is weak, the other is unknown. So making it very weak. Both other hadith scholars, Imam Hakim graded it authentic. Imam Zahabi did not agree with him. And Sheikh Ahmad Shakir, who wrote a commentary that checked the entire Musnad, he goes, it's Hassan. Meaning that is more towards the authentic. But there is a weakness within the chain of this report. In a slightly different report, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ali radiallahu, two types of people will lose themselves on your account. One who loves you far beyond what is permissible, and one who perilously lies about you. Recorded by Hafiz ibn Abd al-Barr in his Al-Istiyab, page 1101. So now, what's interesting about this hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he likened him to Christ, alayhi salatu wa sallam. So which two people were destroyed because of Christ?
Jews and Christians.
Hazrat Ali, which two people were destroyed because of him? Right. So keep that in mind. Those, subhanallah, our beloved messenger was likening the Shia to who? The Christians. And the Khawarij to who? The Jews, who both, as the Quran testifies, renegated when? Only after they had received the clear guidance. Which I've mentioned the verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve us from all forms of deviation and abomination. I mean, look how interesting. When we read Fatiha, we always ask at the end, guide us on the straight path. Siratul ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those whom you have favored. Ghayril maghdubi, not of those who have earned your anger. Wala dalin, nor those who have gone astray. So we're always asking that Allah Ta'ala protects us from those who angered him. And the Prophet himself said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Tirmidhi, the Jews. And those who were misguided. And the Prophet himself said, the Christians. But you can say an extension, we are also asking in Fatiha to protect us from the deviation of who? That's the beauty of Fatiha. So if somebody says to you, are the Khawarij and the Rawafid mentioned in Surah Fatiha? Ummul Kitab, yes they are. Then the guy will look at you bewildered. He goes, where are they mentioned in Fatiha? He goes, right at the end. And you explain that the Prophet said that the ones who have earned the anger are the Jews and the ones who have gone astray are the Christians. So their question would be, well, the Jews and Christians aren't the Khawarij and the Rawafid. Then you go to the hadith of Ali. Ali said, I am like Christ. One will love me too much, they will be destroyed. So he likened the Rawafid to the Christians. And those who hate me so much, they'll slander my mother. He likened the Jews to the Khawarij. So note, this is the greatness of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has given you these gifts in Surah Al-Fatiha. Final question. Why then does that surah not impact those two sects? Because they recite Fatiha in their salat. So with regards to the Khawarij, what did the Prophet say?
Their salat doesn't go past their throats. It doesn't have no impact.
The salat doesn't go past their throats. So they're reading it, but it's not entering. And in extension, we can say the same for the Rawafid. So not everything's answered. Fatiha can only cure if it enters your heart. If it's in your mouth and brain, you can get any Tom, Dick and Harry to recite Fatiha. But it's not going to benefit them, right? So that is how you explain why it's not impacting them. If they say they need Fatiha, just like us in Salat, because there's a difference. It's not entering their heart, it's not penetrating, it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing because they're not imbibing Fatiha. In fact, they're cursing themselves, if you think about it. I think of a strange, that there's actually a hadith where it mentions sometimes people curse themselves when they recite the Quran. Hadith mentions that. Why? Because they're going through verses and they're talking about themselves. So when the Shia and the Khawarij recite Fatiha, they're cursing themselves. They're asking to be destroyed. Right? So note again, amazing things the scholars deduce. And the other thing which I want to add to finish, who are now ruling the world? It's the Jews and the Christians. Right? They've got all the military might. They are ahead of all in all sciences. Wealth, everything is with them. Can we ever get happiness from them if we emulate them? And the answer is no. Because why not? They've got everything, they're ahead in every science in every department. Read Fatiha. How can you get success, true success, by the ones who have got the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and misguidance? So Fatiha actually answers another question which people get confused over. We're Muslims, why are we in the scrapyard? Why are the Jews and Christians ruling the roost? Because the world doesn't mean anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think that success lies with them, it's the time of the Jews and the Christians and, or the Europeans, like one fruitcake said back in our village, you're lost. Yes, they are superior in their military and political sense, but happiness and success can never come from them, because Fatiha is against them. Subhanallah. Unfortunately, people have left the Quran, abandoned it. Right? You know, subhanallah. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي حمدي سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل ان الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا